wrote me and asked me if they could start a Ron Blackburn fan club.
No kidding.
And they were Pittsburgh people or around Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them to or asked them to hold off because I was just up there such a short time and this kind of thing, and I didn't know exactly what it entailed to. I'm sure it would have been kind of important for me to meet with the fan club and that kind of thing ever so often, that kind of thing.
The fans would have liked it.
Yes, which I wouldn't have minded, but it's just the thing that I thought they were kind of jumping the gun, and as it turned out, it was. Since I was only up there about a year and two-thirds, this kind of thing.
I don't understand. A whole lot of pitchers with a whole lot worse performances stayed around longer.
Well, the situation at Pittsburgh seemed to be that we were a little overcrowded with right-handers, especially in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the reason that Joe Brown, the general manager, gave me was the fact that they felt like they needed another left-hander in the bullpen, and that's why I was sent down to Columbus, and I never got another chance to go back up. One thing that did happen 2 or 3 years later. And I was a much better pitcher then. After I'd been up with the Pirates and then back down at Columbus, Ohio, in the International League, I guess it's about 62. I'd had a pretty good year, all in relief, there at Columbus, and an umpire at the end of the season came over to me and told me that his name was Augie Guglielmo, and he was a longtime umpire in the International League and had had a shot in the majors, I'm pretty sure. And always the last couple of days of the season came over to me and said that Major League Scouts had talked with him and asked him for recommendations and he had recommended me for the Major League draft, which normally comes up in December.
Mm-hmm.
After the season, and he said that the New York Mets and St. Louis, St. Louis Cardinals Chicago Cubs and New York Mets. Now this was back when the Mets were not a powerhouse in any.
And they were just getting started.
Imagination. And so this really gave me hope because I didn't see any anything really happening in the Pirate organization.
You were still a Pirate's property then?
Yeah. And, I wasn't even going to spring training with the Pirates at that time. So here I look forward to December and the draft. And just 2 or 3 days before that draft, the Cubs got Lindy McDaniel from the Cardinals,
mm-hmm.
Who was a reliever, a right-handed reliever,
mm-hmm.
And the Mets got somebody, in a trade or something. And so, I never got another chance. And so really, I played through the 1964 season, 1964, And I was only 29 years old and had already spent 12 years in professional baseball. And we were expecting our second son and just didn't cherish the idea of traveling around the country in a station wagon and pulling a little U-Haul going all over with
two babies.
The idea of two children and a wife. And so I got my master's degree at Western Carolina University, and they offered me the head baseball coaching job up there and a teaching position at the college. And so I decided right then that that I was through with baseball.
What was your degree in?
In health and physical education.
Well, it's about time to make a decision at that point, isn't it?
Well, it wasn't a big decision. I was certainly tired of traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty much a homebody and don't like to travel a whole lot. You can ask my wife about that. She was just looking at a road atlas, trying to pick out some places where she'd like to go. And she was mentioning Cooperstown, New York, and looked to see how far it was and noticed. But it's just a thing that when I got the chance of a time to be able to settle down and to possibly buy a home, then I jumped at the chance. And really, this is pretty much what I felt like I was working towards all the years in baseball, was a chance to settle down somewhere, because I couldn't during baseball. Ever since I began college in 1955, each winter or at the end of the summer, I went straight from baseball to college for one semester, and then finish up that semester middle of January, and wait around about a month. And hit the spring training, and so that's the way it was for me. It took me nine and a half years to get my 4-year degree in college. One winter I was in reserves, Army, so I couldn't go to school that year. And another year, we got back late for the semester to start, and so I didn't go to school that winter. But and then two more summers and years to get a master's degree. So I was kept pretty busy. I think another thing that hurt me or hurt my chances with Pittsburgh was the fact that every winter, Branch Rickey Jr., who was minor league boss for the Pirates, would send me telegrams, and they more or less had me already contracted to go play winter ball in Puerto Rico, Colombia, South America, Panama, Venezuela, Dominican, and each year they did this, and yet each year I said, no, I'm not going. I'm going to college. And so because baseball is a political type of thing, there are politics involved. If you want to reach the top, then you've got to play to their tune, or you won't get there.
Mm-hmm.
And
on every level, unfortunately.
Pushing you. And so I think I got against the good favor of some of the political brass of the Pirates, and by not playing winter ball, and but yet, I mean, this was my decision. It seemed like, well, I came from a North Carolina textile town, and I knew that if I didn't do well in baseball, then when I'd go back to that town, I would end up working in a cotton mill.
Mm-hmm.
And so after three seasons of baseball, things didn't look all that good. I hadn't burned up the baseball world or anything. I started to college. And it was with this determination of getting a college degree that kept me going to the place that this was my main motivation, was to get a college degree. It was definitely not to play in the major league.
Did your baseball salary allow you to make it through the winter in college, or did you have to work?
Yes.
That's
that
good.
Was because I was a very conservative type of person that saved, and although my highest salary in the major leagues even was $10,000, then actually even that, and although it was such a short stay in the majors, after I reached the majors and played another 5 or 6 years, because I spent about 7 years in AAA baseball, then my salary stayed pretty much pretty close to that figure.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to save in order to even for me and my wife to go to college in the wintertime.
So you got her through too?
Yes.
Good.
She also had a master's degree, and she taught at Western Carolina University also.
Would you do it all over?
Yes, but I never had this desire for my sons. Both of them grew up just like any American young boy, playing baseball in the midget leagues and the little leagues and this kind of thing, and I supported them with this idea and tried to help all I could, but even as they reached high school age, I don't know, in this town where I live, Morganton, there was a between the ages of about 12 and 16, there was no league like a Babe Ruth league.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, between for them to jump from one league to the next, and so
from Little League to American Legion was just empty.
All right, American Legion seemed like was for a higher age group.
Yeah, that's big boys. That's 16, 17 on up.
Especially now that even college freshmen can play American Legion baseball.
Right.
And so they went through the little leagues and all, and seemed like they were developing well and all. But about the age of 14. When there was no summer league for them to play in, at age about 13 and 14 and 15, then they went job hunting, and both of them got jobs in cafes or restaurants, washing dishes, and both of them learned the process, and actually both of them went to college with the idea. One became a chef, and the other one got his degree in restaurant and hotel management.
No kidding.
And so the one in in management is in Newport Beach, California now with the Marriott hotel chain and is doing real well. And the other one is an assistant manager in a restaurant chain here in North Carolina. So I could be proud of them no matter what they do.
They do well, certainly.
As for following me in baseball, I never had that desire. I don't know if I mentioned it in my letter back to you, but I'm pretty outspoken about the situation in baseball nowadays. I don't like a lot of things that I see. Mainly is the greediness of the major league ball players. Here they are making as much money as they are, and yet I was at Myrtle Beach week before last and saw in the Charlotte Observer where Pete Rose had a baseball signing.